This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, a very special welcome to Baruch Ian. It's great to have you back, it really is. We're finishing the seventh parak now of Masechtas Kelim. It's really amazing. We're going to start already the eighth parak of Masechtas Kelim. This is territory that many people never learn even once in their lifetime. So it's nice. So if you remember, we said that if you have a stove where the legs of the stove were not underneath the stove but extended outside of it. So we said that the area underneath the legs from the bottom of the pot to where the legs are is metame even ba'aver. If the legs are three tvachim, it's metame ba'aver. Now, but how do you calculate the ear space? There's a large ear space. So basically what it's going to say is you go from one leg to the next leg and to the third leg, and you make a triangle. And in that triangle, that ear space is tame. So Ketzad Mishara Naisan, Shimon Gamliel Leiman Naisan Esakina Beinehen. Kina is a ruler. You put a ruler from one leg to the next leg, and then from that leg to the next leg. Minakina V'lechutz, from the ruler and outside, is tar. It's not the ear space. Minakina Lefnim, the area inside that triangle, is tame. That is tame.
What Mishnah is
this? Now we're starting the eighth parak, Mishnah Aleph. What?
This ear space is going up.
This ear space is it's going till the bottom of the stove. From the floor till the bottom of the stove. Now, let's say you have an oven and you made a partition inside the oven. Hatanah shechatzotzai b'nesarim, you made a partition of boards. Let's say you wanted to make cinnamon bread and apple bread, and you didn't want it to absorb one from the other so much. So you put a board partition in the oven. Or you had some fireproof curtain. They treated it with salamander blood, and it was fireproof. But that doesn't block the tumah from still suffusing the entire earthenware space. Nimtza sheretz b'makam echad. If a sheretz is dangled on one side, hakol tame. The whole oven is tame. Now here, you lowered a basket into the airspace of the oven. The basket had a hole in it, big hole. You plugged it with straw. Told you five brachim about ovens. You learn a lot of interesting things about ovens. So I'm telling you, Baruchian traveled a long way to hear about this. It says, huh? Oh, you flew this time. Oh.
Yeah, I'm coming back tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Well,
it's good to see you. So you came in special for Adirei Torah. Okay, you came in for this, but Adirei Torah was also, yeah. I was commenting that you see, it says, Dor Dor Dorshav, Dor Dor Manhigav. Every generation has its darshanim, and every generation has its leaders. Every generation has its own needs. It would seem to be that our generation needs the chizik of such a maimed. This maimed, you know, letting everybody know that they're adirei Torah and amudei olam, and that giving them that chizik is needed in our generation. It might not have been needed in previous generations, but it's needed in our generation. This is not a negative. It's just an observation. Kaveres chusa. If you have a basket that's breached, or pekuka bekash, and it's plugged with straw, umeshuleches la'avratana, and was lowered into the ear space of the oven, hasheretz b'soicha, if there's a sheretz in the basket, this plugged basket doesn't block it from spreading into the oven. Hatana tummy. And the same thing, if sheretz batana, if there's a sheretz in the oven, achalun shebesoicha tameim. Food that's in the basket is tummy. But Rebbe Eliezer mitar. Rebbe Eliezer says that it is considered separate, and it doesn't go from one to the other. And Rebbe Eliezer brings a proof. Amar Rebbe Eliezer, im hitzila b'meisa chomer, if you have a basket that's plugged up with straw, and it's in a room that has a corpse, and it's covered, it saves that which is in it from tumah, even though the oil amase, the tumah suffuses the whole room, but that which is inside this plugged basket doesn't become tumah. Like tatzel b'klei cheres hakal, shouldn't it be save what's in it from the tumah of a klei cheres, which is more lenient? Klei cheres doesn't make a tumah for 7 days. An oil amase makes tumah for 7 days. A klei cheres can never be more than a rishon. An oil is an avatama. Amru lai, so they said no. Because by a room, there is such a thing as rooms. And a mace that's in one room doesn't spread to the other room. But by a klei cheres, there's no such thing as partitions. We saw that if you have a partition, it suffuses the whole klei cheres. Imitzila b'meis ha'chomer shekein cholkim oyholim. There are different rooms, and the tumah doesn't spread from room to room. Tatzel b'klei cheres akal, should it save in a klei cheres akal she'en cholkin klei cheres. As we proved in the beginning of the Mishnah, you can't partition off a klei cheres, and therefore the tumah does spread into the basket and from the basket outside, according to the Rabbana.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.